Hey, it's my absolute pleasure to be able to share with you this evening. And for those of you who don't know me and we've never met before, then my name is Chris. I'm a part of the team here at Christchurch, and I've been here for about 8 years or so, something like that. And it's just so good to have you here. It's a brilliant thing to have some people here. And for all you guys online that are watching with us, it's great to have you with us as well. So I was wondering if there's anyone in the room, because I can see you, it's easier to ask the question. Have any of you ever been seasick? Just raise a hand. If you've ever been seasick or you've experienced seasickness of any kind, no. A few people, brilliant. Yeah, quite a few people. That's good to know. I've experienced seasickness before, and isn't it just a terrible, terrible, awful, horrible experience? Hey, it is just awful being seasick. If you've never experienced it, I was going to say maybe you should try it out, but don't. It's awful. Don't do that. It's horrible. And I'm not a very experienced sailor. I'm not very experienced on boats generally. But there's this one time where I went out on a boat with Helena, my wife, and a few friends. And it was a particular time with a group of friends that we'd had over maybe a new year, or maybe it was a summer. I can't remember. Anyway, whatever the time was, the weather was great. The blue skies were there. The sea was also blue, which is exactly what you want when you head out on a boat, isn't it? And it often always starts that way, I find. It starts that way. And then all of a sudden, what happened in my experience was that the clouds began to roll in. And as the clouds began to roll in, the blue sky disappeared. And as the blue sky disappeared, so did the blue, calm sea. And the blue, calm sea then turned into a bit of a sort of, not quite a storm, but like it was choppy. You know what I mean? It was a choppy sea. And we got a little bit into that choppy sea, and Helena, my wife, turned around. She was sitting in front of me. She turned around and she looked at me, and she had that look in her eyes. And it wasn't panic or like shock. It was sort of concern, I suppose, because I turned that seasick green color. You know that color? It's not quite green. It's not quite white. It's a bit like the color of the carpet we have on stage. And I turned that color, and she was a bit concerned. And then a little bit later, obviously a couple of trips over the side of the boat really helped me out. And that was that. But it's a really, really, really terrible experience being in the choppy waters. And what do you really want when you're in the choppy water? What do you really want? You want a place to anchor. You want an anchor point. You want something that's going to create stability of some kind. Be it dry ground or dropping the anchor and just trying to create a bit of stability in the boat. For so very many of us this year, and you know what I'm about to say, for so very many of us, we have been experiencing a year of choppy, stormy waters. It's been up and down and all around, and we've been swirling all over the place. It's been a stormy, stormy time, which is why this Christmas at Christchurch, we wanted to theme all of our Christmas gatherings around this idea of hope rising. Hope rising. We want to talk about the kind of hope, not a temporary kind of hope, not the hope that just is all about tomorrow or even next year. We want to talk about the kind of hope that we believe is found in Jesus, a lasting, eternal kind of hope. We want to have a rising hope in a risen Jesus. There's this verse in the book of Hebrews, and you might not know where the book of Hebrews is in the Bible. This is absolutely fine. The book of Hebrews is found near the end of the Bible. And there's this particular verse in the book of Hebrews, and it's in chapter 6. And it talks about this idea that hope is like an anchor for the soul. Firm and secure. Hope is like an anchor for the soul. It's firm and secure. This kind of hope that it's talking about is like a hope in God, in Jesus, in his promises. That's the hope it's kind of talking about. The verse literally says this: we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. That's the kind of anchor that I want to put my life down on. Some of you may not know, and some of you online too, you may not know that some of Jesus' friends were really experienced sailors. They spent quite a lot of time out of sea, some of them, because they were really experienced fishermen. And in the Bible, we can read a couple of times where Jesus and his friends find themselves in the boat. And there's this one time where Jesus sends his friends off on a bit of a trip by themselves into the lake. And it's because, mainly because he wants to spend some time on his own. So he sends his friends out on the boat and they sort of says, hey, you go over here. While they're out on the boat on the lake, the wind begins to rise and they find themselves being really buffeted by the wind. There's a furious wind that rises up. And as it rises up, his friends are a bit unsure about what's going on. But Jesus, and I said this before in the earlier service, I don't know if it happened as casually as it reads in the Bible, but Jesus decides to join his friends in the boat, by the boat, but he decides just to walk on the water across the lake, because that's much easier. So he does it that way, and he joins his friends on the boat. It's that time where Peter, you might remember the story, Peter also tries to walk on the water. Peter actually manages to walk on the water. And he does it for a bit, but then his eyes get drawn to the storm and to the wind, and suddenly he begins to sink. There's this other time in the Bible where Jesus and his friends, they're actually all in the boat together. And this is a crazy moment, because as they're in the boat together, this really quite ferocious storm begins to build. It's called a squall in the Bible. And the Bible says that it's so crazy, this storm, that Jesus and his friends find themselves in great danger. That's what the Bible says. So they're in great danger. And Jesus happens to be in a different part of the boat, but Jesus happens to be asleep. So his friends are in the middle of a storm and in great danger, and Jesus actually is asleep. These stories about the storms teach us so much about God, don't they? They teach us so much about the character and the nature of Jesus. But there's one thing I want to just talk about, just briefly this evening. One thing I want to mention off the basis of these stories, and that's this. Jesus is not afraid of the storm. I want you to hear that this evening. Jesus is not afraid of the storm. He's so not afraid of the storm that he could sleep all the way through it, except his friends woke him up. Jesus is so not afraid of the storm that he could choose to walk on the water right into the middle of it. And isn't that so much of what the Christmas story is about? That God is so committed to us. That he loves us so much. That he would choose to walk right into the middle of our story. That he would choose to walk right into the middle. Where does Jesus find himself so often in our really nice, lovely Christmas cards or our nativity scenes? He's in the manger and he's usually right in the middle. That's so much of what the Christmas story is all about. That's the kind of anchor I want to fix my life to. That verse in Hebrews, it talks about our hope in God being an anchor, which is firm and secure. That word in the Bible, when it's translated in the original language, that word, when it says firm, it literally means that you cannot be overthrown. Can't be overthrown. Which got me thinking about the picture of the boat again, which actually in the storm, because you see, we can't control the storm. Because we often find ourselves, this year's a great example, even yesterday's a great example, right? We find ourselves in a storm and we can't control the storm. We can't control the storm. But that word firm there means you can't be overthrown. It got me thinking about the boat, that even when you're in the storm, even when your anchor point is in Jesus, you can't be thrown out of the boat. You're not going to be taken out of the boat because your anchor is fixed and is firm. This season of Christmas is obviously a lot to do about the baby. It speaks of the baby who was born, but it points towards the man who he would grow up to be. We need Christmas for a whole bunch of reasons. We need Christmas because it reminds us that God chose to draw as close as possible to us as humans. That he came to draw close to us. We need it for that reason. But we also need Christmas because without Christmas, we can't have Easter. Without Christmas, there is no Easter. And when we talk about hope rising, the heart of our message here at Christ Church and Christians all around the globe at this time of year is that hope actually has already risen. Hope has risen. And that cute little baby that you see on your lovely, clean, sanitized Christmas cards, that cute baby that you find on that picture didn't stay in the manger. He didn't stay in the manger. He didn't even stay the cute baby of the card. He didn't stay as a teenage boy. And as he grew up, he didn't even stay in Bethlehem. When they nailed him to the cross and he died, he didn't stay on the cross. And when they finally thought they'd laid him to rest in the tomb, guess what? He didn't stay there either. Because the message of hope that we want to share with you today is that Jesus Christ, the baby that was born that we celebrate now, was the man who grew up that would die and that would raise again and that would not be found on the tomb on Easter Day. That's the Jesus that we celebrate, and the hope is in him, and our anchor point is in him because he is fixed and he is secure and he is firm and his hope is eternal, not just about tomorrow, not just about next year. So here's the question for us this evening. Where's our anchor right now? Where's your anchor? What are you anchoring your life to right now? One of the things that this year has taught me, and I'm sure it's taught some of you as well, that the things that I thought I could depend on, the things that I thought I could hope on, were way more shaky than I thought they were. Anyone else? Can you relate? Like, a lot more shaky. Life is a lot more shaky than I thought it was. For many of us, we would have felt like this year, we've been on stormy waters. It's been a stormy time. And for some of us, we've been journeying the storm with no anchor, nowhere to secure or fix ourselves to. This is why the message of hope is so important. You know what I learned this year? I learned this year that I cannot fix my anchor on my kids' school being open. I cannot fix my anchor on being able to get everything I want from the shop when I go in. I cannot fix my anchor basically on any plan that I might make. I can't fix my anchor on the internet connection in my home. Relate? I cannot fix my anchor maybe on even being able to have a job or the financial security that I thought I had. And for some of us, and for me, I cannot even fix my anchor on spending any time with the people in my life that I'm closest to. If I try to fix my anchor there, it's just gone. So where's my anchor? Where's your anchor tonight? When the seas get rough, what are you going to anchor to? And for some of us, we have an opportunity, and I say this with all my heart, we have an opportunity literally now, in this moment tonight, or if you're watching later on catch up, maybe, you have an opportunity right now to put your hope in Jesus, to put your hope in an anchor which is fixed and secure and eternal, not a hope that's fixed on whether school might be open, or whether I can get stuff from the shops, or whether my internet, whatever, blah, 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 blah. I wanna fix my life on something that's firm and secure. And tonight, there's an invitation for you to drop your anchor towards Jesus. And so you might be watching this right now. You might be in the room this evening, and maybe you've never even thought about that. Maybe you don't know what it is to put your trust in Jesus or to anchor to him. And we want to help you do that, and we want to pray for you. And if you sense that there's a stirring in your heart towards Jesus tonight, even for the first time, we want to help you out with that, and we want to pray with you now and find ways to connect with you as well. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to have a time where we pray together. And whether you're in the room or you're online, we want to create a space where you can pray. If you're online, we want to encourage you to begin to pray and to type out and to write your prayers of hope for the coming season. Because at some point over the next few minutes, we're going to be able to hopefully read the things that you're praying about to the rest of the stream and to the room. we want to really engage with that because we want to pray about hope this year. If you're in the room, we want to help you pray, and you can just start praying your prayers for hope out loud and do it in your masks. The musicians in a moment are going to start creating a musical space for us. They're going to play for a few minutes. They're just going to create a space where we can respond. And it might be that as we respond, it might have already happened through the music. It might happen later on in our gathering, where actually you're just like, do you know what? I've got no anchor. I need an anchor. And it might be that you extend an invitation to Jesus tonight to be your anchor. A firm and secure anchor. So just as the musicians begin to play, let's engage with this journey of a rising hope in a risen Jesus. So if you're on stream and you're online right now, just begin to type out your prayers for hope. And we'll come back in a few minutes and we'll begin to read them. If you're in the room, begin to pray your prayers of hope. You can begin to speak them out under your masks. That's absolutely fine. You're allowed to do that. We're going to have a time of prayer and we're going to come back to this in a little while. I'm going to pray now. And then I'll invite the musicians to continue. Jesus, thank you that you are a firm and secure anchor. Thank you that no matter the storms of life and the choppy waters that we find ourselves in, even right now for some of us, our circumstances are really stormy. And it may have nothing to do with COVID at all. But for anyone who finds themselves in stormy waters, Jesus, thank you that you are an anchor. Thank you that you are firm and secure. Thank you that there is an eternal hope in you that is not just about tomorrow. That is not just about next year or the year after. It's not just about my career. It's not just about my family or my relationships. It's not just about my money. It's not just about all the stuff we've talked about. It's about eternity. And so we thank you, Jesus, that you are a firm and secure anchor. And we pray for anyone right now in the room or anyone who's online who is, even for the first time, fixing themselves to you in the hope that you bring. We pray, God, would you meet with them right now? And if that is you, all I want you to do is just to invite Jesus. Say, Jesus, I invite you into my life. We're going to talk a little bit later on about a way that you could connect with us next term that might help with that. So if you're on stream, just begin to pray your prayers. We're going to come back, read them out. If you're in the room, pray out your prayers. We'd love to hear them. And the musicians are going to just lead us musically for a little while, and then we'll come back in a sec. Thank you.
if you're still praying, continue to do so. We're going to begin to engage with a bit of what's coming in from other people. So James says, thank you, God, that you are kind, that you like us, that you don't distance yourself from us, that you come close in every storm and remain close.
Amen. Lisa prays this. Says, we pray for all those who feel they have no hope, that they may find their hope in you. Amen.
Yeah, and Mark invites Jesus to be our anchor. Says, thank you for the hope that we have in you.
Yeah,
thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, absolutely. We encourage you guys online just to keep putting in your prayers. We'd love to hear your prayers and to read them out as well. If you're in the room, do keep praying. We're going to just pray into those things now. We're going to invite you to stand because we're going to begin to sing again. So let me invite you to stand up wherever you are, and we're going to sing together in a second. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you are an anchor. And we pray that in the uncertainty around us that Jane just prays about there, she says, despite the storms and uncertainty around us, thank you, Jesus, that nothing about the real meaning of Christmas changes. And you indeed are our hope and anchor in whom we trust. And that's our prayer tonight. And so as we continue to worship and as we continue to pray throughout our gathering tonight, we pray that the message of hope, of your hope, eternal hope, would be strong in us. In Jesus' name. Amen.